Masechet Kedushin, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Asara Yuchsin, Olu Mibavel. 10 different types of lineages went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. When Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel during the times of Bais Sheni, he took with him all the Chachmei Hador. He brought with him all the Chachamim from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to make a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. And since there was no longer any Chachamim in Bavel, and therefore there would be no Sanhedrin in Bavel, Ezra made sure to take with him all of the Psulim from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Since there was no longer going to be a Sanhedrin in Bavel, Ezra was afraid nobody would stop the Psulim from marrying into the Ksher, and then there would be nobody who could really be sure in Bavel whether they are Kasher or Pasul, since the Psulim were Nit'arev in the Ksher. So therefore, he took with him all the Psulim to Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, since there was a Sanhedrin there, they would make sure that the Psulim would not marry into the Ksher. Now, these are the 10 Yosim that he brought with him. Kahani, Levi, Yisraeli, Kohen and Levi and Yisraeli. Halali. Halalim, these are people that are born from a Kohen that married an Isha that was Asura to him, such as a Grusha or a Haluta. The children are Halalim and are Asur Lekuhuna. Gerei v'Haruri. Gerim and Avarim Mishukhrarim, Avarim Knanim, that were freed and have a din like a Ger, they are a Ben Yisrael. Mamzeri, Nesini, Stuki, Ba'asufi. Mamzerim, Nesinim, these are the Givonim that were Niskaya in the times of Yeshua, and the Chachamim ushered them from marrying into the Yisrael. Stuki and Asufi, we'll see in the next Mishnah what they are. They are Safek Mamzerim. Kohani, Levi, Yisraeli, Mutar, and Lavo, Zebizek. Kohani, Levi, and Yisraelim are allowed to intermarry among themselves. Levi, Yisraeli, Halali, Gerei, V'Haruri, Mutarim Lavo Zebizeh. Levim, Yisraelim, Halalim, Gerim, and Avarim, and Shechram are allowed to intermarry among themselves, but Kohanim cannot marry Halalim, Gerim, and Harurim. Gere, Beharure, Mamzere, Unesini, Stuki, Ba'asufi, Kulam, Mutarim Lavo Zebizeh. Gerim, and Avarim, and Shechram, Mamzerim, Nesinim, Stuki, Ba'asufi, which we said are Suffolk Mamzerim, are allowed to intermarry among themselves. As a ger, even though he is mutter to marry a Bas Yisrael, he is also mutter to marry a mamzeris. And a stuki ba'asufi, even though they are suffik mamzerim, they are allowed to marry a mamzer bade. Masechet Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Ve'elu hein stuki. What is a stuki that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that he is a suffik mamzer? Kol shehu makir is imo, ve'enu makir is other. Any time the child knows who his mother is, but he has no idea who his father is, this child is called a stuki. The reason why he is called a stuki is whoever this child calls Abba, the mother says stok, to be quiet, since he is not really the father. And since the child does not know who his father is, we do not know who the Isha had the child from. Maybe she had the child from somebody who is ushered to her, a chi of Karis, and therefore the child is a suffik mamzer. Ba'asufi kol shenesaf min ashuk ve'eno makir lo aviv v'lo imo. What is an asufi that is also a suffik mamzer? Anytime we pick up a kid from the street, a kid is found out in the street, we have no idea who the parent is. It's very possible that the child was a mamzer, and that's why the child was thrown away in the street. So this kid is also a suffik mamzer. Abashal hayakari lishtuki beduki. Abishal would call a stuki biduki. The reason why he would call a stuki biduki, the biduki is from a lashon bidika, that we check the mother, we ask the mother, who did she have this child from? If the mother says she had the child from somebody who is kosher to her, and is not a chi of kareth, then we believe her, and the child would not be considered a suffik mamzer. The child would be considered a regular Yisrael, and can marry a regular bas Yisrael.